So
how much we trust it.
And how do we, if chanting, sometimes we feel very sleepy, how do we overcome the mode of ignorance? Well, the first thing is that we cannot fight for very long against our body. The body has its needs. And if I sleep late and then I want to wake up early, and I say I'm feeling sleepy, it's not going to work. Krishna has given us the body. We have a responsibility to serve Krishna, but we also have a responsibility to provide the body its needs. Krishna is talking about yogis who have gone to the jungle in the 6th chapter. Those have gone out to the jungle and they are doing meditation. And for them Krishna is saying, Natyashnatastu yogosti nachaikantam ashnata nachati sapnashilasya jagruto naivacha arjuna. Krishna says, if you eat too much or eat too little, you sleep too much or sleep too little, you cannot be a yogi. So what to speak of people like us who are in this world. So first point is that we have to make sure that we provide the body what it needs. Now if the body needs a particular quantity of sleep, once in a while having less sleep and then waking up is fine. But we can't expect the body to do it on a daily basis. So first is that we need to plan our life in such a way that we are not chanting while half asleep. We may think, oh, I have so much willpower, I'll wake up in the morning, I'll chant. But actually, chanting in the morning is important, but chanting attentively is equally, if not more important. If we may work in different time zones. So if you have an important Skype meeting with somebody in India, here morning 4 o'clock, you have to wake up. Now, if it's an important meeting, you will make sure that you sleep by 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, so that you're not just awake at 4 o'clock, but awake and alert at 4 o'clock. So if it's an important meeting, we rearrange our life in such a way that we are fresh for that meeting. Chanting is the time when we are meeting Krishna. So it's not just we have to wake up early, we have to make sure that we are adequately rested. That's the first point. We have to plan our life in such a way that we get adequate rest and then we chant. Then after that, what happens with respect to chanting is that for the mind, it's like one devotee was recently asking me, why does my mind wander so much when I chant? I told him, because you are not chanting. What do you mean? He said, the tongue is chanting, the mind is wandering, and you are thinking what to do among the two. And most of the time the mantra doesn't seem very interesting, the movie that is going on in the mind seems much more interesting. So we go off with the mind. And especially in the morning time, see, externally the mode of goodness and the mode of ignorance are very similar. In passion there is activity. In goodness there is contemplation, that means there is not much activity, there is thoughtfulness. In ignorance there is not contemplation, there is illusion. But again there is no activity. So what happens? Actually chanting is best done when you are in a contemplative mood, in the goodness. But externally goodness and ignorance are similar, so instead of in goodness we soon slide into ignorance. And then we can't chant very well. So sometimes if you are feeling very sleepy, then just standing up or walking or splashing some water on the face. Basically sometimes we have to get out of the head into the body. In chanting, it's like in chanting we want to be aware of spiritual reality. That is the holy name, which is spiritual sound vibration. But for the mind to rise to the spiritual level is quite difficult. So better that we at least, so if this is a physical reality, this is the mental, this is a spiritual reality. So when we are chanting, sometimes the mind just goes off into the mental level. If you are not even physically aware of what I am doing. Sometimes we chant the whole round, the beats go round and we say, hey, really, did I chant a round? I don't even notice. So what will happen? We are not aware of spiritual reality. We are not remembering Krishna. We are not even aware of physical reality. We are not even counting the beats properly. So what is happening? Just the mind has gone off somewhere. So ideally it's good if we rise to spiritual reality by being attentive, by being contemplative. If we are in the mode of goodness, transcendence is very close. But if we cannot be in the mode of goodness, then at least come to physical reality. Come to physical reality means that maybe stand up and walk. Now we cannot be completely wandering all over if we are walking. Because at least where am I walking, I have to see. And That's why even when you go for a walk, it is good not to go for a long walk with a lot of scenery. Because I start looking here, looking there, looking there. If it's the same place, I have to turn around after a few minutes. And what happens? I have to keep an eye. So I come back to the physical world once again. I come back to the physical world. What am I chanting? So basically, if we are in passion to come to goodness, we have to get out of the world and get inside, get into the head. So if you are running around doing things, okay, sit down and hear. Sit down and do something contemplative. That takes us from passion to goodness. But when ignorance is troubling us, we have to come from ignorance to passion. Then from passion we can come to goodness. So for to come from ignorance to passion means from the mental level where the mind is in delusion, at least become aware of physical reality. And start walking. That creates some momentum, some energy in the body. Look where you are walking. And then try to focus on the, at least the sound vibration of the holy name. So if ignorance is there, it's very difficult to come to goodness, leave alone transcendence. So at least we come to passion. Now walking itself is not in passion, but by passion I'm simply connoting some physical activity and awareness of physical reality. So if we are very sleepy and somehow we have had adequate rest but still we are feeling sleepy, then it's better to walk for some time, get some muscles moving, get some blood flowing in the body. That will create some energy, and then from passion we can move towards goodness thereafter. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.